It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Lord help us.
You see what happened was.
What happened was I brought people to work today, and I don't know if I'm going to regret this. Hi, Hudson.
Nah.
Hi.
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 Hello.
How many times did Mommy yell in the car on the way to work today? Never mind.
Not a handful.
More than a handful, DZ. You're right. Not
40.
A handful. 40. Thank you very much.
Well, we round it up or down.
Owen and Hudson are here today, everybody. Brace yourselves. I told them they could come once a month for the summer. This is the July visit, DZ.
All right, but
we already did the June one. All right, so let's talk about everything happening in the news. First of all, we found out that Ariana Grande is indeed getting divorced.
It's a wrap.
It's a
wrap. I saw that.
And again, I forgot she was even married to begin with, if I'm being honest. But her and her husband, Dalton Gomez, calling it quits. Then we found out that Sofia Vergara from Modern Family and Joe...
And from Colombia.
I forget she's Colombian.
What?
Is she in real life?
Yeah, for real.
Did she play Colombian on the show, too?
Yep.
The
accent's too thick to try to like hide it and make her be from somewhere else, dog, for real.
I mean, Modern Family is just an amazing show.
It is. It's a great
character.
Show.
But her and Joe Manganiello, they announced they're divorcing after 7 years.
Really?
Or splitting.
Yo!
Yes! And then Lindsay Lohan had her baby.
So whoa!
I was like, what's going on in the celebrity world? Say two divorces and a baby?
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Let's talk about a shakeup.
That's a shakeup, for sure. Yes, Owen, do you have something to comment?
Yeah, so it's kind of weird how there are two things that break up a love, but then there's one thing that keeps a love together.
What do you mean by that?
Two divorces break up the love.
Mm-hmm.
So, but a baby brings about love
back
together.
Will unify it.
And this is actually Newton's third law, which every single wrong is balanced out with a right. So, like, when a YouTuber lost his cat, but then he found two little cats on the side of the road.
Oh, so it comes back. It's like karma.
Uh-huh.
Basically.
Kind of.
I mean, it's
like
a little too
karma. It's like
too early for Newton's laws over here.
Like, we got some deep thoughts. Yes, Hudson, we gotta go, but yes.
I mean, well, Owen, children craze the relationship. They make their relationship crazy.
Oh, well, that's true.
Honestly, they're both not wrong.
But they're crazy without children, too. Just
either
so
way.
You know, Hudson, it's not like they only stop getting along when they have kids, okay?
Yeah.
Just so we're clear. Okay.
We were crazy before y'all.
Thank you. You just thought it was you that made us crazy.
You thought?
I can't. Oh, there we go. I can't see anything because my kid's plate is over my microphone. My child's donut plate. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And surprise! The guests are here today, everybody.
Wepa! Boys are back in town.
Yeah,
boys
they
are back in town. Well, and they never left, but you know.
They didn't. But I told Owen and Hudson they could come in once a month in the summer. And I can't believe we're already, it's July 18th.
We're getting through it.
It's July. Like, we're here. This is your July visit.
You wait any longer, it's going to go back to back with August.
Uh-huh. Exactly. They're going to be here 2 days in a row. It's exactly right. So they're here with us today, DZ, and they were very excited. Off the air, Owen and DZ were just discussing Transformers.
This man was trying to teach me something about Transformers. I mean, which he made some valid points, you know, some
but,
things that I didn't know.
Owen, you know Transformers has been around for a while.
A good while.
I know about Transformers G1. I'm not stupid.
G1? What is that?
First generation.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, because we went to
see
Transformers.
See, I know what you talk about, dog.
Yeah. DZ's like, you didn't have to school me. We were at Transformers. I let Owen go because it was PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
I said, allowed.
You good.
We had a great time. But when we were at Transformers, the Barbie movie was everywhere.
Oh, pink everywhere, huh?
Everywhere. You go into the Majestic, which is where we were out in Waukesha, and it was, they have a whole Barbie setup.
Was it bad or good?
It was good. It's just the Barbie movie wasn't coming out for like two more
weeks.
It's
a lot of teasing, man. Everybody thinks it's out, and it's like, nope, not yet.
No. So something happened involving the Barbie movie that I want to discuss, and we can do it next, I suppose.
But
we'll do it next, and it involves something that came out of Hudson's mouth and the Barbie movie.
Uh-oh.
Because not everybody's excited about it, but trust me. DZ, wait till I tell you what he said about it next. 103.7 Kiss FM.
What is going on?
What is going on? Welcome to having two almost preteen boys, DZ. That's what's going on. It's Allie and DZ, and we have your Six Flags tickets at 7:45 this morning, so don't go anywhere. We're excited about that.
I have forgotten about that today. I ain't even going to cap.
Yeah,
let's go.
Lots happening.
Lots going on, but there's a lot to give you, too.
Mm-hmm. Six Flags at 7:45 and Milwaukee Brewfest tickets at 8:40.
Wham bam.
So I brought Owen and Hudson. It's a little chaotic right now.
Another wham bam.
Another one. Because as soon as they get there, everyone wants to talk, and you know by 8, they're going to be ignoring us on their switch. You've been to this party before.
Well, they're excited to be here.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hudson.
So minutes away, but they're going to be over. They're going to be like, all right, bye.
Yep. We're going to talk.
Bye now.
They're going to ignore us. They're here to eat donuts and talk and then leave us alone.
Uh-huh.
Hudson, good morning.
Good morning.
My 9-year-old Hudson, who's going to be turning 10 September 4th, everyone. Get ready.
It's coming up. Big day.
Going into fourth grade.
Double digits.
Hudson Michael, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Hudson, you and I had a great discussion because the Barbie movie's coming out.
Yeah.
And you love to tell me random facts about movies, right?
Yeah.
And so I said that I took a picture in the Barbie, what's it called? The mock?
Like the Barbie
mock
box.
Barbie case, the box.
Oh, like literally the box they sell you the Barbie in?
Yes.
They got that at the theater?
At the Majestic.
Of course they do.
At least at the Marcus Majestic they do. I don't know if they have them at the other Marcus ones, but they did. And I took a picture inside of it. And I said, I'm going to post this when the movie comes out, which is this week.
Right.
And I said, but what's my Barbie going to be? Because for me, I think it'd be something funny. Like, you know, at Barbie Alley. You know, don't talk to her, bitchy and ready to go. You know, like
what?
Sorry, Hudson.
He said, "Oh my gosh!"
Mommy said a naughty word. Shocking. You never hear those. So I said to Hudson, "Well, what should I name my Barbie before I post it?"
I know he has some good names.
He did.
Because kids say the darndest, don't they?
Well, DZ had a great suggestion. Can I tell you what his was?
What
his was. Like Barbie Alley, she don't need no Ken.
That's right.
Hudson, thoughts?
Because Ken is like a boyfriend to Barbie. You know what I'm saying?
I don't need a boyfriend. Get it?
I mean, yeah.
No, he's like,
he don't like
better
it.
One.
He don't like it. He's over.
I got the better one. All
right, well, what do you got then? Yeah, Hudson? Hudson Michael?
Oh, yeah. Do you know what it is?
What?
Divorced Barbie.
Oh!
Divorced Barbie.
Okay, you win. Okay, you got it, big dog.
Yeah, I win.
Okay.
Barbie.
I don't want no problems, big dog. Go ahead.
Do your thing. No man.
So we're combining ours now. Can we combine
she
ours?
She got us.
She got
we're
us.
A little bodyguard.
You hear it?
Oh. I'm in. What's
stay
up?
Stay away from her.
Oh,
mom. Yeah. Stay away from her.
And all that's on the box.
Dude.
All of that's on the box.
Keep asking her out. Stay away from her.
Oh, there's more on the box.
She's independent.
Are we on the back of the box now? We're on the back of the box now.
We're still going.
We're still going.
Just single-handedly the best conversation to ever exist.
I actually agree. So Hudson has decided I'm divorced Barbie. Yes, Owen. Yes.
Well, I have a Barbie name for you. Bad B-word Barbie.
Bad.
Boss B.
About divorced Barbie.
What's that, Hudson?
Divorced Barbie has an accessory.
She does.
Divorce papers and a pen.
Two accessories.
She throws them in Doug's Ken.
Ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can file the divorce papers and divorce Ken.
Uh-huh. Okay, so everyone.
She didn't need no man.
Is anyone shocked I've been single for 10 years and my children have.
I feel like I'm spitting everywhere, dog.
This is why they're so fun now. This 5 years ago, they weren't this funny.
It wasn't this.
Hudson, you.
That was good.
I thought that was a really great one. Divorced Barbie is what Hudson wanted to call me. And he came up with that at our neighbor's house the other day, and we were dying. I said, you have to use that on the air. That's hysterical. Any other Barbies, Owen? I mean, Hudson, I'm doing the thing parents do where you call your kid by the wrong name.
Oh, well, actually, guess who was at the Barbie movie premiere?
Who?
The Duolingo bird.
Wait,
is that real?
Yeah, yeah. The Duolingo bird was like dressed in like a pink like outfit. Had like fake like a blonde hair like going down. And
tell them what Duolingo is. It's the app that you can learn Spanish.
And there's the big like meme about the Duolingo bird, like Spanish or vanish.
So what's that got to do with Barbie? You want to make a Duolingo
really,
Barbie?
Though, well, no. Like at the Barbie premiere, the Duolingo bird was like dressed in like a pink outfit, had like blonde hair going down, had like a pink hat, and I saw a video with it in there.
Okay, Hudson, thank you for that story. That was a good story. Hold on, Hudson.
Speaking of Duolingo,
this is my life. Yes,
speaking
Hudson.
Of Duolingo,
yes. Uh-huh,
Duolingo partnered with Peacock, and now they have their own dating show.
Good to know. Thank
it's
you,
called
Hudson.
Love Language.
Oh, good to know. Okay, so back to Barbie.
So, yeah,
we were just talking about that, and that was Hudson's suggestion at my neighbor's. So anyway, I wanted to share that with you since the Barbie movie's coming out. Somebody texted in, said, oh my God, go off, Hudson.
That was top tier. No, that was top tier. Honestly, I thought my name was good, but now I understand.
Oh man.
He did have the better ones.
He had the better ones.
Yeah,
sure.
I did.
For sure.
Probably got him in a couple different languages, too.
She don't need no man.
Different languages with his Duolingo bird.
Like, get Ken out of this house.
Okay.
Get Ken out of her dollhouse.
Okay, Hudson, enough. All right. Should we play another song? God, I don't even know what's going on. My kids are ruining
what
everything.
What do you mean? We got to keep that energy,
Ken
dog.
Ken needs to stay out of your dollhouse.
You know who needs to stay out of my microphone space? Hudson right now. Because I'm getting confused on what's happening on this show.
Ken
right
needs
now.
To stay out of your dollhouse.
Thank you. The end for him.
The good news is I don't know anyone named Ken, and there's no Ken in my dollhouse, okay? Mommy's single.
You don't know Kenneth Carson? What? That's Kenneth's full name. Carson.
Wait, Barbie Ken, his real name is Kenneth Carson?
Barbara Millicent's man? Kenneth Carson? Yes.
Wait, Barbie has a full name?
Barbara Millicent.
Is her real, like,
oh my
what?
Mama.
Does
oh
she have
my
a
hood.
Middle name?
Nothing. Barbie?
I didn't know they had full names.
Of course.
That's crazy. Okay, well, the Barbie movie comes out this week. Divorce Barbie coming to a shelf near you. I'm going to post that. And that's it. All right, we're going to go to spots because we got to do Tech Tuesday next. Sorry.
Oh, say less.
Sorry. Oh, no, the phones are ringing. Unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to have to get some of them, too.
We have to go to commercials, then we'll talk to some people in a second.
Fine.
It's a little chaotic for mommy today.
Just
really, Hudson, why?
Just a wee bit.
You should go file your divorce papers.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And today is Tech Tuesday.
Wepa.
I'm very excited about Tech Tuesday because we get to talk about things going on that you might not know about that have to do with tech.
Who doesn't enjoy a good little tech something?
Exactly. And I will say that Hudson wanted to talk about something else. And I said, no.
Nah.
Today on tech, we'll talk about that next month.
It's too early, though.
It's
like
early.
I feel like it's got some merit, but it's just a little too early. So y'all don't get to hear hear about it just yet. Soon, though.
Next month. When Owen and Hudson come in next month, we will talk about his tech segment. But it's all brought to you by Wendy's, sponsored by Wendy's, because Wendy's without the app is like a Frosty without the fries. Just saying.
Yeah. Or like not having tech.
Yeah.
It sounds like it sucks, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about threads, though. Threads.
Like the thread, like the threads on our body, the clothes we wearing?
No.
You talking about that new
threads. The new threads, the app I don't have time for. Another app I don't have time
another
for.
Another one.
Which is killing me.
But we got one.
So we got it, and we want you to know about it. Kiss FM is on threads. Come join us and follow us, because that's what we're doing today.
That's what all the cool kids are doing.
Should I, like, post on our threads right now? Because I made one. Instagram is basically copying Twitter.
Right.
Which I deleted my Twitter months ago.
Really?
Deleted.
Not, done, gone, bye-bye?
Not deactivated.
Deleted. I'm finito.
I haven't written on it in like 3 years.
Sure.
But you
don't just keep it?
Nope.
Wow.
I was done. I was good.
No wonder I was looking for you and couldn't find you.
I left Twitter.
I was like, Allie, where'd you go?
I left. But now we have threads. And so we have a Kiss account. So you can follow the 103.7 Kiss FM account. I believe you can see it right on the front page of our Instagram.
Are you bougie? You left Twitter to go to threads? Wow.
I'm bougie.
You jumped on the new thread. Wow. You left us in the dust. Wow.
You know what, though? I'll forget about it anyway, and I won't post on it. Let's be real. Yes, Hudson. Yes.
Wow.
Thank you. Wow.
As Post Malone would say, wow.
Wow.
Thanks,
but
Hudson.
Our threads is at 103.7 Kiss FM, right?
Yes, yes. I'll go be nice and
we
post
should
on
post
it right
whatever posting on threads means, because I still have yet to been on it. I gotta get on it, dog.
Well, grandma here, aka me, is trying to let me log out.
Is that why you're squinting so hard?
Yes.
grandma.
Thank you. I'm annoyed that I have to log out and like log in to like get to different accounts. What do you mean?
Just
like
switch
on Twitter,
accounts.
You could switch right. without having to do that. Well, most people
can log into multiple accounts.
Yeah, you can't do that on threads.
No, you gotta log out.
Yeah. Okay, so here's threads. Goofy. What should I write on the Kiss FM threads, everybody?
What up, divorced doe? Barbie.
I'm divorced. What up, doe?
It's divorced Barbie here. I don't know. Hashtag divorce paper gang.
What up, though? That's all I wrote.
Yeah.
No, DOE.
Damn it. I already put send.
Oh.
We can't. So there's your Tech Tuesday. Join us on threads if you want. If you have time for another app, because right now I've got Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, deleted Twitter. We got threads. What am I forgetting? Oh, TikTok.
Of course.
Thank you, Hudson.
It's too much.
I'm overwhelmed.
Does LinkedIn count?
Yes.
Because that's another
Actually,
one.
Actually, LinkedIn. We're at 7 now. Happy tech. All right. What would DZ do next, everybody? Get ready. Get ready.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
What is the problem today, DZ? Because it's not just me. I brought Owen and Hudson.
This isn't our problem. Tyler wrote in with a different problem.
What did he say?
Tyler said, my sister asked me to move in.
Okay.
Says, yo, I turned 20 in a few months. Mm-hmm. He didn't say yo. I said yo.
That's all right.
I've also been living out of the house for the last 6 months because my parents kicked me out after some arguments. I've been staying with some friends and family so far, but want to get something stable and work on finding a job. Recently, my older sister offered me a place to stay with her fiance. She's almost 25, is doing really well in her life. My problem is that I feel like she's going to be just like our parents were when we lived at home, because that's what she used to treat me like when we were younger. Overbearing and overprotective, double O.
Ah.
I'd like to get my life together, capital M-Y. My life together without that kind of home life. That's literally part of the reason I no longer live at home. I'm grateful for her offering, but I'm inclined to say no because that's what my gut is telling me.
Okay.
But what would you do?
So...
Tyler's tripping.
Yeah. What would you do, DZ?
Tyler is tripping.
Mm-hmm.
I think in some instances, you gotta acknowledge when you can take some help.
Yes, that's true.
Too young, too hard-headed to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yes. Oh, you think you grown. Mm-hmm. Oh, you notice how Buddy didn't say, I'm 19? Buddy said, I'm almost 20.
Which means he's trying to make himself
older. Uh-huh. You hear that chest pat? I'm almost 20.
It's so true.
I'm a man.
Because I say it backwards.
I'm not in my teens.
I haven't turned 40 yet.
I'm basically basically 20.
I'm 39.
I feel 25, though, right? Mm-hmm. I'm as old as my sister. No, no. Papi, settle down. You're probably going through some experience with your own family that you're like, ah, this sucks.
Yeah.
Right? Uncomfortable. Don't know how to react with your mother and father, or, you know, however that picture lies. Take the help from your sister.
Okay. But
your sister you can actually talk to.
Yeah.
Parents, I know, just like Will Smith said, they just don't understand.
They don't understand.
They might not get it sometimes until you can open up that dialogue, right?
Yeah.
But unless you feel comfortable opening up that dialogue, a sibling is the person you open up that dialogue with.
I was going to say, siblings always stick together like my boys do. And, I'm like the third wheel out sometimes. Yes, yes, Hudson, do you have some input?
Maybe we shouldn't take Will Smith as an influence. We shouldn't slap people.
Oh,
well, thank you for that.
We're talking about old Will Smith, not new Will Smith.
That was the... He's still my kid, dude.
That's his advice. His advice is don't listen to Will Smith.
I mean, because that mattered in this scenario. Why? Why did that matter in this scenario?
It's valid. I get it. No. Hey.
Okay,
but
fine.
I'm saying take the help. Why not move in with the sister?
Yeah.
Doubt she's going to be charging you rent, and if she is, it's going to be cheap.
Okay.
And you can at least have the conversation of, bro, we can't be doing the home life thing. Because if that's your problem, you know, I'm not saying communication's an issue, because as a man, I would like to go ahead and say, don't do it, dog.
Yeah.
Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Do you, Poppy? We ain't in that kind of economy right now. I don't know.
Need some help.
We need some help. I'd gladly take the help. You know, I have taken the help.
Yeah.
Family moved in with me in the reverse situation. My little sister, as you know, was watching our son.
Yeah.
You know, now it's a little bit different, but Brad, move in with your sister. If she's offering you a place to stay.
Don't be so, he's being really stubborn and hard-headed and immature.
Hella.
Okay.
But some people might accept that and go ahead and say, all right, pull yourself up. Some of the richest people in the world have gone on from being homeless, from not talking to family, from being crazy strange, and those scenarios of low points is what brought them up.
Well, that's the thing, like having the struggle sometimes makes you a more, better person in the end.
It hardens you, right? Like steel sharpens steel, or iron sharpens iron, whatever the saying
makes
is,
you
man. Makes you tougher. So if you want, if you're trying to get tough, go ahead. But if you're trying to just survive, Poppy, go ahead and move in with your sister. You feel me? That's just me. What do you say, though?
DZ said, Tyler, pipe down and move in with the sister already.
Yes.
414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so Tyler wrote into the show today, and he wanted to know what to do because his sister asked him to move in. He said he's going to turn 20 in a few months.
That's right. He's grown, and he don't need nobody help.
He said he's worried she's going to be like his parents, though.
Right.
You said, suck it up, buttercup.
Dog, a year living with family could put you up ahead, miles ahead, than continuing to struggle for the next year, right?
Absolutely.
You're not going to find any stability. You want some stability, you might need to move in with family. I guarantee you probably got crappy credit and you ain't going to be able to get your own place.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get tired of living with friends and family, rotating, sleeping on somebody's couch like you broke. Live with a sister, man. But some people like that bootstrap mentality and going to go, I'm going to do it for myself. I've done it. Sure. Would I have accepted help if somebody offered? Probably. I'm just saying.
Because some people would kill for that, right?
Man.
All right. Let's go to Ryan in Calabama this morning, because Owen and Hudson are in the studio as well, by the way. You didn't even get to say hi to Ryan in Calabama yet, Hudson. Ryan!
You can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm going to sing every time I call in.
A listener texted in. They don't like that when the regulars sing. So now Ryan's doing it on purpose to antagonize the person who texted in.
And I respect it. And I definitely respect it. What's the word, Ryan? Good morning, man.
What's Tyler doing?
What up, guys?
What up?
Talk to us, man. We're getting Tyler some help. Tyler's trying to reject family right now, basically, is how I feel.
Tyler needs to take that opportunity and run with it, especially if the sister's not going to charge him rent.
And we don't know.
You're 20.
He didn't
say
nothing.
20, bro.
I'd assume. Seriously. It's either going to be low to no, you know?
No rent.
Right. Okay. I mean, if I was in Tyler's shoes, she was offering me a $200 rent, I'd jump on that in a heartbeat, save the rest of my money for a house. That's what I'd be doing. You're 20 years old. You ain't set off on your feet yet. You're still trying to figure yourself out.
Ryan, I wasn't saving money at 20, though. If I'm keeping it real, I was blowing every cent I had.
20 years old, you don't know where your feet are.
Every cent.
Right.
I get that, though. I wish I could go back to 20 and save my money the way I was supposed to. But
right. I was supposed to. Right. I thought Ryan was going to say he did save money. No, I'm like, that's impressive.
What we should have done.
I was right there with you, blowing every dime I had.
We used to look for change to make purchases.
You know?
That's how broke we were.
You know?
Exactly.
Come on, man.
Taking out four quarters.
Ryan's backing it up, though, saying, dog, move in with the sister. Take the help. Trust us.
Yeah, you dealt with it for 20 years or 19 years of being with your parents and the way your parents were.
Mm-hmm.
What's one more year that you can deal with your sister, you know? Yeah, obviously, it might not be exactly the same, but if she's offering it, just have a sit-down conversation and be a man and say, hey, this is the reason I moved out of my parents' house. I don't want to move into your house and it be the same.
So, straight up.
Let's work something out.
Look at communication.
And if it doesn't work out, guess what? You can re-dip. Nobody's making you stay. You're not signing a lease. Like, I don't know. I'm getting tight about this now for no reason. We're all agreeing, and I'm over here mad.
Yeah, but you're mad because you're mad at Tyler for being a dummy.
A little bit.
Tyler's just acting like he's immature. We all did it, though.
A little bit. Just take your elder's advice, Tyler. Take your elder's advice.
This is also.
Ryan, we're trying.
We're trying. It's the same stuff we're going to go in our kids or teens.
So much, right?
Yep.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
Appreciate you, fam.
No problem, guys. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, man. We'll talk to you later.
Melissa is calling from Kenosha this morning, and Melissa's got a theme song. She earned her theme song. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
What should Tyler do?
Talk to her. Like, I agree with Ryan. Like, talk to your sister, sit down and be like, this is why I moved out of mom and dad. Like, these are my concerns with you, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I agree with everybody. Like, just sit down. And I mean, you're almost 20.
Almost.
You grown. I mean, you could do that, right? You can do that.
Can't even buy alcohol yet. Think about it, right?
Buddy barely out of high school. What you mean? Like, of course.
So, like, talk to your sister. Be real with her. Be like, listen, if you're going to be like mom and dad, I don't want to jeopardize our brother-sister relationship, and I don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think you can be cool and, you know, kind of do whatever, and if he is living rent-free, save up your money with a year, move out.
Get out, right. And you'd be surprised how much you stack. And Melissa made me think of something. You could set your guidelines too. She's offering you to come live with her. Be like, hey, I'd love to under these conditions if you're willing to accept them.
Right.
And if not, don't do it.
And she could just look at you and go, it's my house. Nice try.
Well, sure.
Or she may go, okay, cool, because we're siblings and
I want to help you out. Yeah. I understand where you're coming from, but that conversation was key here.
Well, the sibling relationship is way different than the parent relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, because part of me is like, well, just go home and live at home then. But then I'm like, live with your siblings. So, okay, talk to him. Thank you, Melissa.
We appreciate you.
Listen, and Owen, I want to buy that Barbie when you bring it out. I want the girl Barbie.
She got to know pre-order.
If you guys missed it earlier, Hudson decided that the name of my Barbie would be what, Hudson?
Divorced Barbie.
And what's her accessory that she carries?
Divorce papers and a pen.
Black or blue, ready to go.
If you guys missed that part of the show, you got to listen back later because it was a great time when we did that. So anyway, thank you, Melissa.
You're Hudson, a real one, fam. We'll talk to you later.
Say bye to Melissa.
Bye.
Last but not least, Tony is in Racine this morning. I think. There he is. There he is. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
All right. It's a little chaotic because there's two kids in here. And then me.
Oh, that's even better.
And my kids as well.
I was going to say, like, I'm a child myself, so don't leave me out of this.
Well, put me for that pre-order of the Barbie, because I know it's that Angelica doll looking one from the Rugrats.
The one with the crazy.
What?
Tony just came into life, Allie.
That's it. You know what? It's on, Tony. It is on. We decided my Barbie's divorced Barbie, and now she looks like that.
And now she look like that one doll, bro.
Angelica Pickles?
Yep. Not like Angelica, like her Malibu Stacy Barbie Dreamhouse, whatever thing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The one with the chunks missing out the hair. Yes, sir. Tony came in with the savage.
Well, Tony, the good news is just like DZ and I said, my kids aren't even listening anymore. Like Hudson's sitting here with headphones on. He's not even paying attention to what we're talking about.
Oh, man.
I just saw the funniest thing in
Hudson,
the world.
Hudson, we'll talk about it later. Never mind.
All right.
Tony, what should Tyler do? Move in with the sister or not?
Definitely move in. I'm on board, you know, put the ego aside and live life smarter, not harder.
Mm-hmm.
We all, like, okay, 15 years ago, you could do that. Mm-hmm. You could afford to move out. I moved out when I was 17, and I struggled, and it was hard, and I didn't have that foundation or help to get me where I'm at.
He's the bootstraps. You feel me?
Yeah, it's not, and I get it.
Not impossible. You
know, but, well, it's that entitlement. It's entitlement that, because you have people trying to help you, and you're like, I bore, there are people who would kill for that help who wouldn't have the entitlement.
If I could go back and accept help, first off, I didn't have the help, but if I did, I would definitely take it, because nowadays you can't live solo by yourself. And if you move in with your sister, it's her house, her rules. You both got to be respectful, but now you get to learn a little bit more of the money management with having help, or you get to help, you know, learning, you know, what it takes to be on your own and the responsibilities versus living with your parents.
Where things are
for you.
I'm hearing it.
Okay.
I like that. You know, the help is great, and he's going to learn a lot more moving in with somebody that's a family member versus a friend that just dips. That's like, oh, you know what? We don't get along no more. You know, I don't care if I'm on the lease, I'm out. Now you figure it out, where he'll have that moral support, figure it out, and then when he moves out, he'll be more sustained to take care of his own. And say he gets a partner, guess what? He can be able to manage and handle and juggle all those things.
You know, somebody texted in, though, this is so good. They said, as a parent of a 19-year-old, I feel like this. They want to be independent, but they don't want to listen when suggestions are made.
This is so right.
On how to make wise decisions. It's 100%. The kid has no job, according to what he said. He needs to accept the help from his sister, get himself a job, be helpful around the house, save money so he can be more independent. He kind of sounds like a punk.
What I will say is the kid sounds conscious of what he wants to do, at least. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not going, I don't know what I want. No, he's like, I want to be stable. I want to do this. I want to do it on my own, sure, but I don't want to take the help. That's the punk part, where you're going, bro, I want to suffer. Why do I want to suffer? I'm sorry to make fun of you, Tyler.
The way I feel about that, too, if someone's saying, and nothing against anybody who parents, I do not have kids, so I cannot speak and experience. But
thank you for saying that, because most people who don't have kids still want to be judgmental, but then we all have kids and realize we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, and I'm not judgmental. I'm just, you know, talking out of, like, what I would see. Uh-huh. And from what I've seen, because, you know, I hire a lot of people and I get a lot of kids that come into jobs and stuff, but from what I see is these parents who complain about the kids don't listen, they need more independence. Well, then stop babying them. Stop putting them in your arms and carrying them and giving them everything they want.
Well, the parents did.
And they still do.
And they still do.
Problem.
Yeah.
And then they want to complain. Oh, he wants independence. Okay, well, give it to him.
Right.
Yeah. You know, he's at home. Okay, tell him he has to pay rent. Take the doors off his room. You know, like, do something to make him feel where he has to be independent. Yeah. That way you're still there to support him, help him through the tough times, but now he gets the experience.
All right. Well, Tony, I like it. You should be a dad, it sounds like. Maybe.
He's working on it.
Maybe.
I am next year. And one more thing.
Oh, yes.
One more thing. Allie, it's D-O-E.
What up, Doe? What up, Doe?
You know what?
Appreciate you, Tony. We'll talk to you later, fam.
I love that Tony listens. Thank you, Tony. For anyone who just came in, this is why I love people like Tony. They've been listening to the whole show this morning. So if you've been listening, you understand the jokes.
You know we on Threads.
You know we on Threads. What up, Doe?
What up, Doe? We put T-H-O, but we meant D-O-E.
No, I put T-H. Did I put L-U-G-H?
Oh, you spelled it out completely.
I don't remember. Whatever. Okay, thanks. We've got tickets to Six Flags coming up at 7:45 this morning. A 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags.
We sure do.
Mm-hmm. And we've got some special guests on the show this morning. I'm sorry in advance, DZ.
I'm good, because that means I get donuts. So I'm happy.
That's why they like to come to work, too. Because when Owen and Hudson join us on the show, I pick up donuts at Dunkin' Donuts.
So we got three happy boys in the room. I don't think anybody's salty.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
And I love the unison. That was good.
9 and 11. Going to be 10 and 12 soon, if our listeners can believe that. But Owen and Hudson are joining us. And I wanted to talk with Owen, because last night, the thing is, DZ, they love to come in with their computers or their tech and show me what's cool.
What's going on in their world,
all
right?
Day, every day. Watch this video, Mom.
Look at
this.
Watch
this video.
You'll love this as much as I do.
Like, look at this cat meme.
Thank you for mentioning meme. Hudson, you're leading me right where I'm going with this. Because last night, Owen and I were... were talking, and you brought your computer into my room. And
Switch?
Oh, was it your Switch? Whatever. He brought in some piece of technology, and he said, let me show you a meme. And I'm watching, and I'm thinking it's going to be a picture with writing on it or something, like a famous meme on the internet. To me, a meme is like a one still image.
Still shot.
It's not a video to me.
Oh, like this?
Correct. That's a meme to me.
Yes.
That says
the picture,
funny.
White text, something. Cat meme.
This.
Boom. Cat meme.
I thought that was a meme. And yeah. Owen's like showing me a video. And he's like, no, this is a meme. I don't understand. What's a meme?
So a meme.
I'm not 100. You're making me feel old.
A meme is a type of video that is funny. So like, say you take out a piece of a movie and then you put in like text and subtitles to make it funny. Saying I was showing mommy a battle scene and I was saying, mint chip lovers, when you say that it tastes like toothpaste, be like...
Okay, so a meme can be a video or a picture?
Yeah. I mean, he's not wrong.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, DZ. I don't get it.
For us, though, memes are pictures.
Thank you.
Memes are pictures for us, right?
Memes.
What is memes?
It's a meme. M-E-M-E. Get it?
To the youngins, you know, to the whippersnappers, they're out here using videos. I think he's talking about a GIF. A Jiffy?
What's a Jiffy?
A Jiffy?
Like, whippersnappers, what is this?
Yo, because like, I am familiar.
Hold on, Hudson.
I'm familiar with the cat memes that Hudson's holding up.
That's always what I thought a meme right now. Was. So when he brought it in, I thought, oh, it'll be a picture. And he's like, no, sit down, hold my beer. Here's a long video I'm going to show you, Mom. And I'm like, whoa, this is a meme?
Oh, wait, it can't be long, though. I mean, like, for it to be a meme, it's got to be less than 30 seconds, man. It's quick clip.
My mom has no idea what time is. It was like 2 minutes.
That's still too long. That's two minutes too long.
Know,
Poppy,
know
what
it.
You mean?
Thank you.
Nah, we're going to have to shorten that meme game up. That was a video. That was a whole series.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think we got to teach you the meaning of what a meme is.
Nah.
Nah, fam.
Yeah, we know what memes are.
I believe you. He's going into sixth grade, Owen. I mean.
Honestly, I'm going to believe that he knows what a meme is more than we do.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know what we're going to talk about that tomorrow. So right,
that's interesting, though. I'd consider that 2 minutes a video, not a meme, personally.
Well, and you know how impatient everybody is now. So when they bring something and you think it's going to be a second and it's 2 minutes, that feels long, Owen. It wasn't long, but you know, you're not prepared for it.
Everything is short format nowadays, especially on social. And when you're talking about memes, it's even shorter format. I'm thinking meme. I do think video, but I'm thinking quick, 30 seconds, if not less.
All right. Fair enough. Somebody texted in and said, Allie, I love your kids. They're awesome and sassy.
Well, there's a lot of things that can become memes. Like,
okay,
sometimes
Owen.
Famous trends will become memes.
Sure.
Got it. Yeah. That makes it like.
One, two, buckle my shoe.
Yeah, the buckle my shoe thing. Everybody was doing
that. The corn kid. It's corn. That's a famous meme.
Drives me nuts.
That was a whole song, actually.
The corn thing annoyed me. That was started on TikTok. Somebody said a GIF equals a video, a meme equals a pic.
Ooh.
Maybe.
See, a GIF is like a repetitive, like it's like a boomerang almost. That's a GIF to me.
Right.
Now are we going to argue about what a GIF versus a meme now?
Yeah. On text we are. Everyone's like, oh, that's a GIF. or if you're like me, a GIF.
A GIF.
Like my friends.
We're just old GIF. Now.
No, we're not.
It's a GIF.
Is it GIFy or Jiffy?
I know, Hudson.
You got to be from our generation to get it, dog.
Just saying. Am I the Jerk is coming up next, so get ready. Thank you for talking memes with us this morning, Owen. We appreciate it. It's been quite a show, DC.
Mm-hmm.
Six Flags tickets coming up as well at 7:45. Can we play a song?
Yeah,
I'm definitely ready for Am I the Jerk. Sorry.
We slow it down. Calm down.
For once, Allie's flustered. Too much work, kids. I can't do them at the same time.
That's why they only do bring your kid to work day once a year.
Once a year. And whoever in him did that was out of their minds. Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Apparently, I'm the jerk because Owen just looked at me and said I'm being too military style with him, telling them only to speak when spoken to. I said, well, this is our job and we're on the radio.
Sounds like parenting to me.
Thank you, DZ. Dust off my shoulder.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ah, my kids are here today, but today's Am I the Jerk stars our very own DZ, everybody.
It's me. Hi.
I'm the problem. It's me.
Well, I'm wondering if I'm the problem, actually.
What happened?
Well, I mean, I don't feel like it, but I guess might as well ask y'all.
Did you feel like a jerk yesterday?
I guess a little bit. A little bit. In retrospect, I was like, maybe. Was it that big of a deal? Mm-hmm. You know? So last night, it wasn't even last night. Yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
We were at home. My wife and I, she's on summer vacation. She's a teacher. Mm-hmm. So she's been at home for the summer with our child.
Yeah.
She asked, hey, do you want to go outside? Do you want to take a walk? Mm-hmm. And I was like, groveling, you know, I'd been inside. I wasn't doing anything of note, but I'd just been inside. Mm-hmm. And I went, I don't want to walk, though. Mm-hmm. I'll go outside, but I don't want to walk. Mm-hmm. I'd rather just hang out in the yard. Because mm-hmm. I felt like I didn't feel like getting the dogs' collars on. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel like getting their leashes. I didn't feel like grabbing their bags. One of our dogs takes like 50 potty breaks in one walk. So I'm like, no, thank you.
You didn't feel like doing anything.
I didn't feel like doing it. I didn't feel like grabbing Sammy and getting him ready. So I was like, let's just go out back. Can we hang out in the yard?
In the yard.
And just sit there for a little bit? Maybe walk around? I don't know. I'll pick some weeds. Like,
right.
I don't want to walk, though. Man, I was hands off.
And then what did Aaron say?
Well, my wife pretty nonchalant went, yeah, sure.
She's go with the flow, but she's pregnant.
Whatever.
And she's on vacation, so she's probably bored.
And that's what I got to thinking on later. I was like, man, what if she wanted to just get out of the house, getting a little cabin fevery, wanted to stretch her legs? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of the fact that she's high risk for preeclampsia. I'm like, that would have been a healthy option instead of just sitting in the backyard. We should have gone on a walk.
Oh, DZ's not
kept her blood flowing.
He's not being supportive of his pregnant wife.
I feel like I'm being like nonsense because she was like, let's go out for a walk. And I was like, nah, let's just go out back.
But she's an adult and she can make her own walks if she really has to. So it's not like you're holding her back from exercising or feeling better.
This would have been like their third walk of the day.
Right.
I wasn't taking anything away from them, but I got to thinking, am I the jerk for
you ruined the vibe.
Rejecting the walk immediately? I ruined the vibe. I was just like, I don't want to walk. Can we just hang out in back?
And do you know why? Even it's such a simple thing. I actually am going to call you the jerk. This is full circle with
Dang,
my kid. With my
ouch.
Kids. Yeah, with my kids because they ruin the vibe all the time when I say, do you want to go do something?
Yeah.
And they say,
sure.
That's not what you say.
Oh, now you're going to say sure.
And they say,
no way, mother.
And then they go back in their rooms and shut the door. And I have to drag them out because they're children. So, like, it can kill the vibe, though, when you want to do something or you want to get out, go somewhere. The summer's here. It's warm out.
It was hot out. Not warm. It was hot. Uh-huh. It was muggy. And I was just like, man, I'm going to sweat regardless. Can we just sweat in one space instead of walking around?
Yes, Hudson.
I feel like maybe since it's like the summer, you could take us like more fun places like trampoliniums and stuff.
Okay, money bags over here.
Apparently somebody missed what would DZ do today because he's telling me I'm not taking them enough places this summer is now the topic.
We're not made of money, all right? We was either going on a walk or not. I don't know what you're talking about, Hud.
Get a job, and then we'll go all the places you want to go.
Swear.
They cost money. Can you afford the trampoline park? Exactly.
We ain't think so.
All right, so is DZ the jerk for refusing to go on a walk with his wife? His pregnant. I'm going to add pregnant wife just to make it sound worse.
It's not a lie. She's over 5 months pregnant now, and I got to thinking about it later. It was this was after we had already come back inside. We had put Sammy to bed, and I was like, am I the jerk? Should we have walked? Oh, my gosh.
Should I have left the house?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm now so I guess open it up to y'all and let y'all decide for the day.
Well, because sometimes you do need that support.
Sure.
Especially when you're the one, you know, that doesn't, you're the, props to her, though, for wanting to get out. I get it. 414-533-1037. We will take your calls and your texts next. Is DZ the jerk for refusing to go on a walk with his pregnant wife yesterday?
Well, when you put it like that.
I know. It sounds so bad when I say it like that, doesn't it?
I can re-explain the story. I might sound like less of a jerk. Please don't clean sweep me today.
We'll find out next. Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today on the show, not only are my children in the studio, it's their appearance this month for summer.
But, their monthly appearance.
But DZ is putting himself on the line for Am I the Jerk today.
Yeah, I laid my head down and we're going to see what happens. Is the guillotine coming?
We're going to find out because he didn't want to go on a walk with his pregnant wife yesterday. He forced her to stay in the dark
house with no air conditioning.
Cap. We hung out outside.
Okay, you're right. I'm being dramatic. Owen wants to give his input. I said at the end, you can tell us if you think DZ's a jerk or not, okay?
Save it.
All right, save it. Lisa's in Sheboygan this morning. Lisa. Good morning, girlfriend.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi, is DZ the jerk for not going on a walk with his pregnant wife yesterday?
Be nice to me, Lisa.
Or don't.
No, tell me the truth. What's up?
We're basically like family because of the whole Lakeland thing, but yeah. I'm going to have to call you out. This is bad.
Oh, no.
You're a jerk.
Why?
You're a jerk.
No. Talk to me for real. What's up? What happened? Why do you say I'm a jerk? Mm-hmm.
So when a spouse comes to the other and says, let's do something, right? It's not even about the activity. It's not about the walking. It's not about really anything, but like maybe she just wanted to spend some time with you that wasn't the norm of being at home together.
She was rejected.
She felt
right.
She was denied.
She didn't
care. By her baby daddy while she's carrying this baby.
Right.
She married you.
True.
Yeah, she's about to have this, not about, but she's, you know, pretty soon having this baby, her life is going to be your life, too. It's going to be a whole lot different than what it is now. You're not going to get maybe a chance to take walks like you could now. And you ruined it.
Somebody texted in and said,
Lisa, now I feel worse.
that's why we do Am I the Jerk, to make people feel bad about themselves.
Well,
I mean,
y'all do a good job about it. We're about to go on a walk right now. I'm leaving. Sure. Going to get my wife.
And vibe killer is what the text I just read. So.
Yes.
Dang, my bad, y'all.
I don't care you didn't go on a walk with your wife. Does.
I'll make it up to her, and I'll make it up to y'all, too. We're going on a long walk. We're going on a hike today now,
Lisa,
just because
said,
of y'all.
I'm disappointed. She did the mom.
I am.
She really did say I'm disappointed.
I mom you.
Mm-hmm. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
Exactly.
Same.
Bye,
same.
Lisa. I'm going to get you off the phone now.
Rude.
Nah, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
I'm the jerk, as far as you say.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye.
So that's one jerk. Let's go to Jessica, who's also in Sheboygan. What's Sheboygan today?
They trying to hold me down. Hopefully. Good morning, Jessica.
Not that one.
Not Lisa.
Good morning.
How we doing, Jessica?
What do you think?
I say not the jerk.
Somebody's here to save you, DZ.
Well, you saw me sweating, right? Thank you.
Yeah.
Now
why?
Explain for
I
me.
I mean, I have an explanation, though.
Okay.
So this is actually something that my boyfriend and I get into a lot. And a lot of the time, sometimes, like, somebody just doesn't feel like doing something, you know?
Sure.
You want to relax. And I feel like you gave a little before you took a little, if that makes sense. Because you, like...
Said I'll go outside. You said I'll go outside, but I'm not going on a walk. So you tried to compromise and go outside.
Yeah, that's
right.
The word I was looking for.
And she has a great point about, this is when I love being single. Because relationships, I do what I want. When I want, nobody tells. But then
I don't got to compromise nothing.
But then I don't have anyone to go on a walk with. I'm giving the pros and the cons here.
True.
But at the same time, nobody has to tell me to get up. That's great. So I get it.
Right. I mean, it's not like you just said no and left it at that. You said, hey, okay, yeah, sure, I'll go outside even though I don't feel like doing anything. I just don't want to walk. Like, she could have taken that opportunity to say, okay, well, then let's do this that doesn't require walking or something else. But she said she was okay with sitting in the backyard.
100%. Well, she did say she was good with it. Like, it was like, whatever. She just wanted to be out. Right?
This is like the Am I the Jerk where you turned on the light every morning when you got dressed and people were like, how dare you, DZ? And like, you got lit up. But at the end of the day, Aaron didn't care. So I was well, at the end of the day, I guess if Aaron doesn't care, what do we care for?
What does it matter?
Because I was convinced you were a total jerk for that.
Of course y'all were, because it was from y'all perspective. And that's what I love to hear, though. Because my wife really was good with it.
I'm not going to lie, DZ. I heard that day, and I did say you were the jerk. I'm so sorry.
See?
Hey.
See? He was.
We mediated, because now you're calling me not the jerk today, though. We're good.
Exactly.
We're good, Jessica.
Right. I don't know. I feel like the fact that you also took the time to think, like, well, did I hurt her feelings? Am I the jerk because I said no? I feel like that makes you even more of not the jerk, because you still cared and you thought about it, whereas other people would have just said no and left it at that.
True. Other people are me.
Hey,
okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Jessica. I hope Lisa was listening.
She was.
I appreciate you, Jessica. Have a good rest of your day.
Man. Thanks, you too.
Bye.
All right, so let's take one more real quick. We're split right down the middle. We're running out of time because we have, hello, Six Flags tickets. Kelly is calling from Sussex this morning. And I need to say something real quick. I went to Post Malone with Kelly on Saturday to Alpine Valley.
That's right.
She invited me. She was my date. And we had so much fun. Kelly, do you want to tell everyone where you slept on Saturday night?
Whoa.
I slept in Hudson's bed. Oh. I did not touch the Legos.
Didn't touch the Legos. Hands Hudson, off the Legos.
Hudson, she slept in your bed. How do you feel about that?
Fine.
Okay, good. She didn't touch your Legos.
Oh, and by the way, you owe me $15,000 in legal fee or whatever. Well, you legally owe me $15,000.
Okay, thank you.
It was for the rental.
I just pulled a Mater on you.
It was a cleaning fee for the Airbnb.
I pulled a Mater.
Yeah, you did. Kelly, jerk or no jerk this morning for DZ not going on the walk?
I'm going to agree with Jessica, not a jerk, because he did compromise.
Ooh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh. I was worried for a second for DZ's sake.
I'm about to start peacocking in here. Oh, I feel good. I'm not the jerk. Oh, let's go.
I said, I'm peacocking.
I didn't feel that coming. I ain't going to lie. Uh-huh. I thought I was, man, my wife texted me and said I was the jerk. Oh. Now that she's thinking about it.
Well, like I said, if Aaron thinks you're the jerk, then that's the way I'm going. Yeah. I'm back. Back to the other side. Thanks for calling, Kelly.
We appreciate you.
Have
Kelly.
A great day.
Bye.
Oh, man. So, not the jerk.
I will hear what the boys have to say, though.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Owen wanted to give his input.
Even though I technically am not the jerk regardless now, just so for the record.
So,
don't touch the microphone. Just talk into it.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, I don't think DZ's the jerk because actually any mammal when they're pregnant, they need like relaxation because, you know, they have this baby growing in their belly. And if they ever get hurt, it may damage the growing process.
I love your perspective, but you know.
Logic.
But it's good to exercise when you're pregnant for the baby, too.
Also true.
Yeah, but not every day. I mean, we had Christmas in July. She was standing up throughout the entire day.
Moderated exercise. Mm. He's thinking about her health and
so
the baby.
Who's the jerk? DZ or not the jerk?
Not the jerk.
Boom. Woo! Let's go.
You're safe. Hudson, jerk or not the jerk?
Not the jerk.
Boom. Double boom.
All right. Thank you. All right. Yeah. Let's do it right now. We're going to give away some Six Flags tickets.
Right now. Right now.
Right now. We're running out. We don't have time to screw around anymore. 414-533-1037. We're going to take caller number 30. Go ahead. Hit the Post Malone. You're going to be going to Six Flags. A 4-pack of tickets. Six Flags Great America. Ride the roller coasters. Have all the fun. Caller number, what'd I say?
30.
414-533-1037. Every day this week, we've got tickets to Six Flags Great America. Somebody is going to win them. You just have to answer one easy little question about Six Flags. DZ grew up with it in his backyard, everybody, if you've missed that this week.
Gee, my wife and I literally used to fall asleep to the soothing sounds of,
I can't believe how close you guys grew up to Six Flags.
I lived across the street. My wife lived dead end to Six Flags, through the little woods that some of y'all know for the drop-off where you used to get dropped off when you were younger. She lives across the pond from the drop-off. She's closer to me. It's crazy.
That's crazy. Well, Shannon's on the phone in St. Francis this morning. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
Hey.
We are giving away a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Great America. Summer fun going on. You can use these up until August 4th, okay? So, listen. DZ's going to ask you a question, and you just have to answer correctly, and you'll get hooked up.
Okay.
All right?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right, Shannon. This one's going to be true or false for today. Are you ready for the question?
I am ready.
Perfect. Is the Raging Bull the tallest roller coaster at Six Flags Great America? True or false?
True.
Final answer?
Is it true?
Final answer.
True. She says true. Is that true?
What do you guys think? Is it true? Is it false?
I think it's true.
It's true! Yay!
My
kids are going to be so excited.
Oh, how many do you have?
I have 3, but only 2 enough are older to go on roller coasters.
Perfect.
So 4-pack is perfect.
Perfect.
Wow. This is a great day. I am so happy how this is working out. A 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Great America. Have fun with your kids, Shannon, all right?
Thank you so much.
Hold on. We're going to get your info, and then we will have another chance tomorrow, everybody.
We just
same time.
Keep it moving. Mm-hmm. Keep giving these four packs of tickets to Six Flags. And you know what? I'm going to make the questions a little easier. That felt hard today.
Stop it. Are you kidding me? I think the questions are fair enough.
They're good?
They're totally fine. Yes, absolutely. So Six Flags Great America tickets, another chance tomorrow, same time. And then we have Brewfest tickets, because Milwaukee Brewfest is in a couple of weeks. Those are coming up at 8:40 this morning. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, don't forget we got those Milwaukee Brewfest tickets coming up before 8:40 this morning, very soon. So yesterday was a big day in Hollywood, DZ.
What was going on? I feel like there was too many things to cover in 1 second.
What wasn't going on? First, we found out that, yes, indeed, Ariana Grande is getting divorced.
Dunzo.
Forgot she was married, if I'm being completely honest. But she was married. Dalton Gomez is a guy she met a few years ago.
Wasn't he like some real estate dude? Something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
So they're done. Then we find out they're not the only couple calling it quits. We find out that Sofia Vergara from Modern Family.
Yep, Soul Plane 2, you know.
Yes, and Joe Manganiello. I can never say his name. Manganiello? I can never say his name right. They're splitting after 7 years together.
They've been married for a few years. That one's more surprising. To me, I'm like, what? Y'all look like such a good, like, strong, beautiful couple. Mm-hmm. I really thought y'all looked cute together. That was one of those for me where I was like, no way.
I know. And they're both so hot.
They are both attractive people,
hottest
for sure.
Couple ever.
Yeah, they're both very good looking, for sure.
50 years old, and those two are hot.
Smoking. They're 50 apiece, ain't they?
And
like, both.
He was in Magic Mike.
That's right.
That's why us ladies know him.
You know he still got it.
And she's, like, the hottest on Modern Family, which I forgot she's Colombian.
Yep, Colombiana, wepa.
So they announced they're splitting after 7 years. And then we found out Lindsay Lohan gave birth. She is now a mom for the first time.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, at least there's one congratulation in order.
I guess the
Or
Lindsay
are there
Lohan...
three congratulations in order?
depends on who you ask.
And how you're looking at it.
If you ask me, I say congratulations to everyone involved. What, Hudson? What is it?
And another thing that is going on with Hollywood.
Oh, yes.
It's that Hollywood shut down.
Thank you.
Because of the actors and writer's strike going on.
Oh.
So actors, they can't act for movies that are upcoming. They can't go to movie premieres. Mm-hmm. And writers can't write movies.
You're hired. You want to do the Hollywood dirt?
Sure.
All right, you're hired. Good job, Hudson. Thanks for adding.
Yeah.
We've got tickets to go to Milwaukee Brewfest coming up before 8:40, so less than 20 minutes.
Look at the clock and judge it from there. You know where to be in just a little bit.
Exactly. It's Allie and DZ on 103.7 KISS FM, and today I have allowed Owen and Hudson to join us on the show, my 9 and 11-year-olds.
They're kicking it.
They are. Owen has already given up. He's over on tech. He's over on his Switch ignoring us.
Found his way to the couch.
Mm-hmm. He's done talking, but Hudson's still here, my 9-year-old. Hey, Hudson.
Hey.
So I wanted to talk to you on the air about something, Hudson.
Yeah.
Because we were in the car a week or two ago, and I was so proud of something you said to me about mental health, and I don't even know if you know how cool it was what you said.
Yeah.
You were talking about pleasing people and being polite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So tell DZ and everyone listening what your observation was.
So basically, if you be too polite, you can't, like, express what you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, being polite isn't really that good of a thing.
Interesting. Oh. So we're driving down the road and he says, sometimes it's not good to be polite. And I'm like, but why?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he said, because you're not expressing yourself.
Yeah, you can't express your feelings.
You're right. So sometimes we just suck it up.
If you genuinely don't feel that way, you kill them with kindness, but you basically killing yourself, huh?
You're struggling, yeah.
Interesting.
Hudson. I said, isn't that something? It's so true. Where did you learn this?
Myself.
Oh, self-taught.
I didn't learn it from anywhere. It's just me.
So how do we balance, Hudson, when to be polite and when to honor our true feelings?
Right.
Well, like, if you're, like, really getting annoyed, that's when you, like, express your real feelings.
Oh, so be polite until you're mad kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you're allowed to say something.
Yeah, like, if you, like, let someone, like, stay with you and then they just, like, take all your snacks, just, like, throw all the bags on the floor, that's when you express your real feelings.
Oh, so don't just be like, it's okay. Hey, you trashed my place because you're a guest.
Yeah.
You're allowed to say, hey, I'm not happy. Because a lot of us just smile and say, hello.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's cool.
Everything's cool.
See, I'd almost argue that.
Yeah. Everything's good.
Hudson, I gotta say, I think I gotta argue that, man, because I feel like the killing with kindness concept is gonna get you further in life than not. And I'm not saying you gotta be nice to everybody, but you gotta normally bite the bullet more than you don't, because if not, that's when you start to hit some problems, man. Because if everybody goes around expressing themselves once they're frustrated,
everybody's gonna be jerks
all the time.
What do you think of that, Hudson?
I mean,
he's got a point.
Well,
everybody can't.
No.
Well, no.
So wait, you don't think being polite and nice to people has a place in our society?
Well, I mean,
it does in the right instances.
I mean, if they're a good person.
Well, hopefully most people are good people. They just do bad things.
It does have a place in our society. It's just you should be polite to good people.
I think you should be polite to all people.
Yeah, that's what DZ's saying. But you're
But if the person's like being a jerk, that's when you just stop being polite, basically.
Somebody texted in and said, your son is so smart, he needs to let judges and therapists know that. Somebody said, politeness and telling the truth are not mutually exclusive.
I definitely don't disagree to that.
That's so true.
Telling the truth to somebody, letting somebody know that they frustrated you doesn't mean you're not being polite.
Right.
It might be the polite thing to do to let somebody know you're getting aggravated with them, right?
Mm-hmm. This is so relatable, though. We're going to talk about this. 414-533-1037. There we were when Hudson said, being polite can be bad because you're not expressing your true feelings. You're faking it. He's saying you're faking it.
Wise words from a 9-year-old.
You're faking it.
I have the Bucks. Okay.
We have Bango in your hands.
Yes,
that's great.
All right,
we're going to discuss next.
Wise words from a 9-year-old.
We're going to discuss next. Hit the song, DZ. Okay, thank you. 414-533-1037. Kiss FM. I love this text. It says, hey, my name's Lisa. My daughter Gabby's driving with me and literally shouts out, period, Hudson. She definitely agrees with him. Look at you, Hudson. You got a fan club.
Yeah, got it started already.
You got a fan club out there.
Mental health is important club.
Say that again.
The hashtag mental health is important club.
That's right, my friend.
Yeah,
mental
buddy.
Health is important, and I'm proud your generation.
It should be a new hashtag.
It should be. It probably is a hashtag, actually. Allie and DZ here on 103.7 Kiss FM, talking about how my boys are in here today. And Hudson, we were driving down the road, said that sometimes it's not good to be polite because you don't express yourself, which started a whole conversation because I thought it was interesting, his take on it. Let's go to Kelsey in Milwaukee this morning because they have some input on what you said, Hudson. Good morning, Kelsey.
Hello.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I think that this is something I definitely need to work on. I think most of the time I'm so worried about other people's feelings and considering them that I don't even know how I feel about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to be polite to an extent, and kind of what DZ said, cause sometimes you get what you want when you're polite, which is a little manipulative, but but at the same time, you know, why is somebody else's feelings more important than your own? You are just as important as them, and you need to feel comfortable expressing if a boundary is crossed.
That's the thing. Hudson was going, it's deeper than it sounds like a light thing, but it's actually very deep what he's saying, which is kind of what you're talking about, Kelsey, where you're making everyone else happy, and then your own mental health suffers.
Because you don't know what's going on in your life. You busy about everybody else's.
Well, you really don't know what you feel. You don't even know what you feel, because you're just making everyone happy, and you're being polite. And that's where I get it, where it's not healthy for people, you know?
Mm-hmm. You can't assimilate somebody else's joy is your happiness. That's not truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the reality of life. Facts.
But we're kind of like robots a lot of times with politeness. That's
right.
Where we're like, now I say hello, and even though I'm not happy, I'm going to say thank you.
As long as you're happy, I'm happy.
Hi, how are you? You know?
Absolutely. And also, sometimes I think you need to give the other person credit. You know, I personally wish people would tell me how they feel more often. So I would hope somebody gave, you know, I would want to give somebody the same respect. Like, you can handle this. You can handle the truth and how I feel.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for calling, Kelsey.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have a good day.
Appreciate
it.
Bye.
All right. Mila is on the phone in Milwaukee. Hudson, get ready for Mila.
Whole lot of hey, Mila.
Hey, y'all. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Oh, Allie, hello. I love your kids so much. Hudson, you are like the most wonderful child ever.
Yeah.
He said yeah.
Yeah, it is my kid, isn't it? Full of himself.
Yes.
Confident, I should say. Confident.
And it's key.
You're doing a good job, Allie. You're doing a good job.
Thank you, Mila. What's up?
So, first and foremost, I want to say that expressing yourself is not a negative thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Agreed.
Regardless of the delivery, because sometimes the delivery can be harsh if you're in the heat of the moment. But
yeah,
expressing yourself and getting those feelings out is a good thing. And it actually is reciprocated well, because I don't want someone to talk to me and not be truthful about their feelings. And then I have to find out later that they felt another way. If anybody is my friend and they know me, I'm never coming from a negative thing.
Right.
Never from a negative space. So I feel like if you know me, I should be able to say whatever I need to say to you, and you understand where I'm coming from.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, that's true.
Like, you have to know the person that you are talking to. Mm-hmm. Know that where they're coming from. And then respect their feelings.
Right. Mm-hmm. So right.
Okay.
Respect.
Prime
it's crazy.
Example, mm-hmm. Prime example. I always use my baby daddy for a prime example, because this is the hardest thing I've ever had to deal with in life. Being nice to a person that I don't care for.
This is actually a great example. Go on. I'm here for this. Go on.
So,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, he does. You know, men will do stuff, mm-hmm, and will make you look at them in a different light. And you have to still be on narrow or straight and narrow with them because of the kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So out of my mouth, and I will tell him so he understands where I stand with him. I love you to death. I will always love you. But I don't like you, sir. You cannot be friends like that. So get it together. Our relationship is, we have kids in common.
Mm-hmm.
Our friendship is gone. Mm-hmm. Now, I will always have love for you. But as a person, because of the things that have gone on, I don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't make me like you.
Right.
So just deal with me.
Well, and you know what's so interesting about this topic?
You got to anyway, huh?
Yeah. Mila, I love you. There's so many examples we could use, because this all started, if you just tuned in, when Hudson, my son, said that, you know, being polite is actually bad sometimes because we don't express ourselves and mm-hmm, we internalize. So Mila, you brought up a great example, which is co-parenting, where, yeah, you know, it can, you have to sometimes just be polite because we are doing great things for the kids.
Yeah, great and Barrett.
Exactly.
But there's also even, I'm saying, like, you could think about this on so many levels. You could take it to something as small as, I'm getting my nails done and I don't like them, but I'm too uncomfortable to tell them I don't like them, and I leave unhappy, but I was being polite. There's so many different examples where we are polite and we are like, that's not how we feel.
That's how life works though, ain't it? Micro and macro.
No,
you know what I'm saying? Little things, big
works.
Things. That's
what
this is exactly how life works.
You have to learn to love yourself enough to speak up for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, thanks
that's
for calling.
That's all that is, because even if you sit there and get your nails done, mm-hmm, and you don't like them, you mm-hmm have every right, because you are paying for that service.
But
you
people
have
don't
every right to tell them, honey, mm-hmm, I don't really like this. Can you fix this for me?
Yeah.
And they have to fix
delivery.
It.
Now, she may say something.
They do.
And look at her other friend and say something. And we'll fix my nails.
Okay.
I don't care how
we
you
don't,
feel.
We just need the
we're
nails
be
fixed.
Yeah.
We just need the nails fixed.
Yeah.
You know?
But a lot of people won't say something. That's my point, Mila.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting
because
at.
They think it's rude, but it's not rude to take
it's
up
not.
For yourself.
No, not
it's
at
not
all.
Rude.
But they're just, it's, I get it. Yeah. Mila, thank you for calling.
Bye, y'all. I love you.
Bye. Love you back. Bye.
Last but not least, Courtney is in Brookfield this morning. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Doing well. We're figuring it out today.
We're trying. Hudson, say hello.
Hello, Ina.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Hello, Hudson. Thank you for bringing up this conversation.
Aw, you're
true.
Welcome. Why did it trigger you this morning?
Well, I'm somebody that has ADHD, PTSD, and probably a whole other host of other abbreviated disorders I don't know about.
Amen.
But I definitely understand the whole thing with, you know, releasing your feelings and telling people, although I've learned to accept that I have to make boundaries with people.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell people, you know, listen, hey, great, how's your day? Great, everything's going good. But, okay, now you're starting to cross a boundary that I'm uncomfortable with. And if you continue to cross this boundary, then I might have to actually tell you how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, at the end of the day, it's about setting boundaries for yourself and where that line is. Being polite and courteous to people, obviously, because you want people to be like that toward you.
Yep.
But you also have to set boundaries. Like, listen, okay, now you're approaching this boundary that I'm not comfortable with, and I'm feeling like if you cross the boundary right now, it's up to you if you want to keep the conversation going. But then I'm going to kind of tell you the truth of how I feel and where I'm at with this conversation.
It's
and
like a warning shot. It really is. It's a warning shot. I'm letting you know you're getting close to some dark conversations for me. You want to continue? You want to continue?
Let's go. Somebody texted in and said it's all about delivery, which it is at the end of the day.
It is. And the good thing is, you know, if at the end of the day, it's the integrity of the conversation that you have with the person and that they know that you're being honest, real, and upfront with them. And it kind of sometimes takes the relationship, or even if it's a stranger, you know, you're kind of letting them know, but it takes the relationship to a different level because they know that you're not going to know them past a certain point. You're not going to fluff it up if you don't have to, but you do have your boundaries, you know. So that's my suggestion.
Well, Courtney, thanks for calling in today.
Thank you.
So, Hudson,
thank
you started.
Thank you so much, you guys.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you. Have a good day. She said it great, honestly.
Yeah, look at the conversation you started.
If it's not with malice.
Look at the club I started.
You started the Have More Awareness About Your Mental Health Club.
No. It's called the Mental the hashtag Mental Health Awareness Club.
Love it. I think it's great, Hudson. I think it's fantastic. Thanks for sharing.
Or just hashtag Hudson's Club.
Oh, now it has that.
Now we're self-named. Okay.
Actually, it's just.
You really are my kid. Listen, caller 30. You're going to Milwaukee Brew Fest right now. 414-533-1037. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, giving away tickets to Milwaukee Brewfest all this week around this time, which is happening on July 29th. It is a Saturday. It's going to be happening by the lakefront. You've been. Brewfest is a great time.
I love it. I'm trying to go back.
Yeah. You go down there, you get a glass, and you just go around all the breweries. It's outside. It's fantastic.
All you got to say is unlimited tasting, and I'm trying to be there.
Pretzels around your neck. It's going to be a good time.
Yum.
Jenna's in Milwaukee. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning.
Well, we have good news for you. You and three of your friends are going to Milwaukee Brew Fest, baby. Have you ever been?
I have not. I've been to something similar, but not this one.
Okay.
Well, get ready, because this is a good time.
Gee, they got seltzers, they got beer, they got wine, they got a bunch of different stuff. Wait. It's not just for the beer lovers.
They brought the seltzers.
They brought the seltzers now.
Hell
yes,
yeah,
sir.
Because not everybody drinks beer.
True. That's true.
Hi, it's me. I'm the one. So that's fantastic. Well, Brewfest, you and three friends are going to McKinley Park on July 29th, and we will give them away again tomorrow. Hold on, Jenna, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Same time tomorrow. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.